This is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
We have
our live today.
And we have a camera person holding our our Instagram camera.
Yep.
So don't move too much, Mercy. All right, we got all kinds of good information today. Some news stories, questions, highlighted listing, and quotes.
Yes, we've got it all for you today, so if you're tired of looking at the election results, you can join us for 30 minutes of peace and laughter, and you don't have to be stressed.
That's one of our news stories.
We'll answer your questions. We'll even answer who's going to win what state. No, we won't do that. That's what we should have done.
We could have probably made
the
a lot of
Keith
money.
Realty live election coverage. We could have been up all night.
Yes.
And still not known.
Telling you that we won't know for days.
Yep. Oh, that would have been fun.
All right. Okay, look at that. Our top news story.
Yep.
This is the election that's still going on.
Yes.
And on, and maybe going on.
Yeah, could be days. We don't know.
You know, I just feel like if, you know, somebody that was really popular, like, one of us would have ran, maybe it had been decided quicker. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. We, I just don't think they had enough face in the media.
There you go.
On Twitter, Instagram. Yeah.
They might not have spent as much as we do on advertising.
They probably didn't, yeah. Yeah. One day we'll run for president. You can run first, because then you're older, and then I'll go after that.
Okay, and the next, you see my next news story?
Uh-huh.
I saw that this week. Ethan's going to be very proud. They said Philip Rivers is returning to his prime. He is playing so well. It's like he's playing the best he's ever played.
Wow.
So don't lose faith in him yet.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how he does in the playoffs. If we make it to the playoffs, we should make it to the playoffs. We're doing pretty good.
What about New England's quarterback? He's struggling.
Yeah, he is. Cam Newton.
Yeah. Yeah. They said they may be missing Tom Brady now.
Yeah. Tom Brady might be missing them, too.
I don't know. But
Tampa Bay isn't as well, you know what? They have sunshine there. That's better than New England's cold winters.
That's right. So. Yeah. Okay. You have any more news stories?
Nope. I think we're ready for our questions.
All right. On to our questions.
If you're live with us on Instagram or Facebook, you can comment with your question live, and we will answer it live.
You can comment with our answers and say it was a bad one or something.
Yes. Yeah, you can comment anything you want, and we will more or less acknowledge it.
All right, here we go. What should I know before investing in real estate? If you have any money, that would be a good thing to know before you invest in real estate, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What you should know is how much you have to invest and what type of property you want to invest in. And the best way to do that is to be working with whoever your lender is and have a realtor that you want to work with, because it is definitely a necessity to have a lender and a realtor that works good with you if you're wanting to do investments.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you need to know before you jump into real estate. Yeah, I would say start checking out books and podcasts and doing your research. That's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That didn't really help.
You're right. There's just so many things we could say about that, but we got to keep it short.
Like, yep.
We don't want it to be a 30-minute
Come talk to us. We would love to help you. There you go.
There you go. Okay, good answer.
Next question. What hurts a home appraiser?
Oh, appraisal.
Appraiser. A dog.
Yeah, a dog will hurt an appraiser. What hurts a home appraisal? Let's see. Things that are wrong with your house, that will hurt an appraisal. So any issues with a house, like a leaking roof or a wall that's not there, or, you know, no door, those things, no carpet, those kinds of things will hurt an appraisal. But also comps can hurt an appraisal. If there is not enough comps for an appraiser to go off of, that can hurt your appraisal. You don't have to be offended. One thing that's always good is to talk to, if you're getting an appraiser hired yourself, you can talk to them ahead of time and tell them what you're wanting the appraised value to come in at, and kind of talk to them about what they need. Then if you do get a bad appraisal, you can talk to your appraiser, whether you're buying a property or you're refinancing or whatever, and ask them what would help get that appraisal up. And they should be able to tell you, you know, if it's comps, then maybe you can find some comps, have a real estate agent find some better comps for them, or
new house.
Yeah, new house. Or maybe there's some repairs you need to make.
Okay, there you go. All right, how do I determine the value of an investment property?
You're getting all the investment questions.
I am, yeah. Well, first of all, you kind of have to have an idea of what type of property you invest in, and kind of an idea of what things are worth. If you don't know those things, you definitely need to have a realtor that you work with. But what it boils down to is the appraisal, like Ethan's saying. If you want to really know what the value of an investment property is, you have to do an appraisal. I mean, you can do market comparisons, you can do a lot of different things, but the appraisal is what matters, what somebody can borrow on the property. So if you want to pay for an appraisal, that's a real good way to invest the value, to figure out the value of an investment property. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's just having the network around you of people who can help you determine those things while you're trying to put in the offer.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Well, Trent, one thing I would also mention. Yeah, look how much higher my voice is. One thing I would also mention. Okay, I'm not going to do that.
Cash flow. A lot of times rental properties are not figured just on the basis of how much is this property worth, in terms of, you know, could I build a house for this much, that kind of thing. It's all about cash flow for a lot of investors. Mm-hmm. So you got to look at how much rent or how much income is it producing, what are the expenses, and actually a lot of banks go off of that. Commercial loans will go off of your income and your net income for determining what a rental property is worth or an investment property. So you might see a rental that's looks like it's a good deal, it might look like it's an expensive house to buy if you were just going to buy a house, but if you dig into the numbers and if it's bringing in a lot of money, then that's where it could be worth more than what a house that wasn't a rental property or investment property was. So you just got to look into cash flow. That is the number one thing that banks and you should be looking at when you're looking at a property. How much money is it bringing in?
What if you're just going to flip it?
Well, then you need to look at how much money are you going to bring in after you flip it. That was more about rental properties.
No, you're right. That's the thing, I just threw that out there. So the whole basis of this conversation is, what type of investment are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Ethan's exactly right. Depending on what type of commercial property you're investing in, it doesn't matter what the appraisal is if it's going to be a long-term rental. But if it's going to be a flip property, you have to have the appraisal value before mm-hmm. and after you do yep. work on it. Or if you're a wholesaler and you're just going to buy it and sell it as is, you know, there's a lot of different things you can do. And the biggest key is having those people around you that can help you with that. Don't try to be professional at everything. Have professionals help you in their fields to figure yes. out those questions that you have, for sure.
Yes. I got a question for you that's not on the list.
Uh-oh. Okay.
What, this is a question people might have. What is a wholesaler in real estate?
Okay, a wholesaler in real estate is kind of like, no, I'm not going to say that. I was going to give a bad example. It is someone who buys a piece of property and then just turns around and sells it to an investor, which it could be a rental, it could be a flip property, it could be a multi-unit like you're talking about, it could be any kind of investment. But it's kind of like the middleman, the person that buys it from the owner and then just turns around and makes a small percentage mm-hmm. and sells it to someone who's going to do something with that property.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
And they normally offer cash and try to get your property for under appraised value normally. That's normally how they mm-hmm. make a profit. So that's what, if you see those signs out there that's, we'll buy your house for cash, or we'll pay cash for your house. That's normally a wholesaler that wants to buy your house so they can resell it to an investor.
Yep, and they can make anywhere from 1 to 10% according to what the property is or how much it is, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They can make all over the board, but they're not the ones that actually do anything with it.
There you go. The secrets of the real estate investment world. Let's see, the next question. Who wrote this question? What do I need to know before talking to a realtor? 812-821. You need to know our phone number. That is a good one to start with, and really we'll take it from there. So just give us a call. See, our office phone, I was going to give you myself, but I'll give you our office phone. It's 812-714-8250. That is all you need to know before talking to us.
Was that what that question really was supposed to mean?
I think so.
I mean, like, what was... okay, I'm not going to touch that because I have like so many things going through my mind I could say to that one. I'm going to go on to the next question. Okay, can buyers and sellers talk to each other? I hope so. That would be tough if they can't talk. Okay, we're going down a path here.
COVID, you can't.
Yes, they can talk to each other. The catch is if you're not careful and you're not communicating with your realtor, it could make it a harder situation. So, yes, it's possible, and every case has to be determined on a case-by-case basis. So communicate with your realtor. They will let you know if they feel like it's a good idea to do that. And if not, you can always talk to them at closing because you're going to sign documents and everything, and you can ask them whatever questions you have. Yeah. But there's a possibility you could talk with them in the process. Just make sure you find out and don't sneak around behind your realtor and ask them things you're not supposed to be asking them.
Yes.
So.
Yep. Yeah, so I'm going to debunk a myth here that you might be believing if you think you need to talk to the buyer that's going to buy your house. There has been showings. I've been on multiple ones, and I'm sure you have too, where the seller, despite what the realtor told them to leave the property during the showing, and they decided they were going to stay anyway because they wanted to meet my clients, the potential buyers, and explain the house to them because nobody could show it like the seller. And let me just tell you that is a very bad idea. In every single instance, my buyers have walked away feeling very concerned about the house because the buyer or the seller was making them nervous. So that is just something you need to keep in mind. You probably are not setting people's minds at ease by pointing out every little flaw in the house and how you fixed it yourself. It's not a good idea. So just listen to your realtor. And it is probably in the best interest of you to leave your house when there are showings. 9 times out of 10. Oh, wait. Am I up for the next question? Yeah. Sorry.
That was just a rant. You just got caught up on that.
Yeah, sorry. Is it okay to contact a seller directly?
Oh, it kind of goes together, doesn't it?
Yeah. It is and isn't. If it's a for sale by owner, then you should probably contact them directly. Most of the time, it's kind of a 50-50 chance of whether they want a real estate agent involved. If you do not have a real estate agent involved, you need to have one or get a real estate attorney involved to help complete the process, because you should never just meet with a seller, and especially for sale by owner, and not have the legal representation you need. But if this is not a for sale by owner, no, you should contact your real estate agent and not contact the seller.
Okay. Next question, how long after appraisal do you close? That's a tough one too. Okay, the appraisal is normally the last step to the process. So if everything's went through, you're not having any issues, then they get the appraisal towards the end, and that just confirms that the bank's okay with going ahead with things if it comes in the right price range. So once the appraisal gets back, it's gonna be pretty quickly. Also, you get back into a lot of things like we were talking about earlier. Is this a investment property? Is it one you're going to live in? All those things vary, because there may be appraisals done on a property before you even put an offer. Maybe you're paying to get an appraisal done before you put an offer in. That doesn't happen much right now, but you could. So as a rule of thumb, once the appraisal's done, you're going to close within a few days. And I say a few days, it depends on what bank you're with and what steps are left. But usually you're winding down to the end of the process once the appraisal's done. Mm-hmm. But there are exceptions to the rule, and you can do appraisals sooner in the process, but normally it's towards the end.
Yeah. A lot of times banks will wait to do an appraisal, order an appraisal, until after they know it's going to get through inspections, but not always.
Oh, somebody's calling in with a question.
Yeah.
Maybe we should answer that.
All right, let's see here. Next question. This is the last question. Are you supposed to tip your realtor? No, you do not have to tip your realtor. They get paid. They get paid big bucks. No. No.
That's what we're told.
Yeah, that's what we're told. No, you do not have to tip your real estate agent. They can show you properties. Now, if you think they did an exceptional job, yes, you're allowed to, but no. There is no requirements for tipping them. They are not your pizza delivery man. You can just pay them at closing. Yeah, actually, there we go. That is the best way to tip your realtor. Let them help you close on a house. And then they'll get paid, and you don't have to give them tips.
Okay. That's the end of our questions for today.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to move on to our highlighted listings. I have one for today that I was going to share. Anyone who's looking for property, I have wooded property. It's actually in Sullivan. It's listed as 00 County Road 350 North, or 00 County Road 350 North Road. It's got road in there twice, see?
Oh.
Anyway, it's in Sullivan. It is 53.5 acres, and it's nice wooded ground. It's definitely something you want to check out if you're into hunting and want a getaway where you can go set up a camper or build your little cabin or whatever you want to do. It has a lot of potential, and it's listed at $209.9 for 53.5 acres.
Wow.
Did you want
$209.09?
There you go. Almost.
Oh.
Maybe I should have said $209,900.
Oh, okay. Would that
be better?
No, you're fine. We deal okay. with such high numbers all the time. We're just 209, that means 209,000. One day that'll mean 209 million for us.
There you go.
You know.
That's true. Yeah. All right. Do you got any listings you want to talk about today, or is that enough for today?
No, that's, yeah, we're good. I didn't get any prepared before now. So
okay.
Sorry.
All right. So we're down to our ending quotes of the day.
Yes.
You going to share yours first?
Sure. Okay. I'll go first. This is by Mae West. You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough.
Have we shared that one before?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
We say these, and then I feel like we've said it before, but I don't know.
It's okay. If we can't remember, I'm sure these people do.
Okay, here's my question. If you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan, and guess what they have planned for you? Not much. Jim Rohn.
Wow.
Oh, I thought that was pretty good.
That is
so
good.
In other words, you better make plans, because it doesn't sound like other people's out there doing it for you.
That's true. That's life coaching 101.
There you go. Yep.
Yep.
That's right. So if you need some life coach motivation, listen to us.
Yes, there you go.
Maybe we'll have another one next week.
All right, guys. You can leave us messages on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Hi, Instagram. And we will answer your questions next week. Are we doing Wednesday now?
We're shooting for Wednesdays at noon now.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Our Tuesdays got too busy. All those celebrity phone calls after wanting to be on our show, so we're gonna have to move it to Wednesday. Notice we still don't have any celebrities on the show, so we're having to tell them no.
I thought it was you trying to call all of them to get them on.
Maybe that's it. It takes me all day just to do that.
All right, thanks for tuning in, everyone.
I'm
Trent Keith.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.